Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now 9:15 and time for Market Watch. Ibrahim is standing by to speak to Stephen Innes, Senior Asia Pacific Forex Trader at Awanda.
Good morning, Stephen. It seems that pressure is building up on the ringgit. What is the key motive behind this pressure?
Well, it looks to me that it's not just the ringgit, but most of the emerging market spaces has fallen under the gun the past week. I think it's primarily driven just by uncertainty around the markets, the yo-yoing effect on oil prices, and just the lack of confidence that investors have with the current central bankers in the globe right now. So it's just a negative sentiment that's permeating all markets right now.
Amid growing forex volatility, the People's Bank of China, or PBOC, over the week cut yuan's reference rate 3 days in a row. How do you think this will affect regional currencies?
Yeah, I think that's going to also weigh negatively on the regional currencies. I think what we're seeing right now is a build-up in expectations that perhaps the PBOC may be allowing the yuan to depreciate somewhat, and what that'll turn into will be increased capital outflows, which will definitely accelerate the depreciation of the yuan, and how that plays back into the regional basket, especially with Malaysia being one of the countries that have the highest trade exposure to China. If we look at historical trends, that it could be extremely vulnerable to further yuan weakness.
How do you think the regional currencies will perform in the next few weeks?
Well, if we look at last year when we had the big sell-off in the regional basket, there were really four major concerns. One was the possibility of the yuan weakness. One was oil prices. The other one was the global economic slowdown, and one was the anticipation of U.S. interest rates going up. I think there's a few of those points off the cards right now. I think oil prices look to be firm. It looks like U.S. interest rates are not about to rise anytime soon. So I think it really factors down to the yuan weakness. So while we could see the yuan continue on its weakening path, I don't imagine it's going to have the same protracted effect that it had on the basket last year.
You were mentioning on the possibility of the U.S. not raising rates for this year, at least one or two times more to go for this year. Do you think this is continuing to add strengthening to the U.S. dollar? And how would that affect other regional currencies like the ringgit or the Singapore dollar or even the Indonesian rupiah?
Yeah, so what I think there is, if the U.S. Economic data continues to come out as tepid as what it has been, even using last Friday's non-farm payroll number that missed on the downside, we would expect the U.S. To either delay a rate hike or not even hike rates this year for 2016. How that would filter back, well, that should actually strengthen the Asia basket simply from an interest rate differential perspective. There wouldn't be that pressure on the exchange rate from higher U.S. rates. So I think in the long run, that would work out negatively for the U.S. dollar, and it would also benefit the Asian currencies in that regard.
Finally, what are your reviews and comments from other regional currencies in this early month of May?
Yeah, it just looks to me more of the same. It seems to be a lot of volatility. It seems that investors are quite nervous just about everything, and I expect the carry trade currencies, the higher yield currencies, the more riskier currencies are probably gonna fall to the background on traders' focus. So they're probably gonna see some reductions in these positions over the short term. But I think once the market settles down and once the U.S. Does clearly signal that there'll be no interest rate hike in June, I think they'll start seeing money flood back into the higher yielding baskets and perhaps the riskier currencies in the Asia basket.
We saw Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying that he will intervene should the yen perform badly. Do you think this is a smart move for the government to actually step in and intervene the markets?
Yeah, you know, it seems like there's a lot of rhetoric out there, but right now, if we're looking just at the yen situation right now, just strictly from a balance of payments and trade situation, it looks like there's a lot of demand that's going to hit the yen market. So I think yen will continue to be in demand, especially if there's not some sort of huge stimulus measure that comes out of Japan or conversely an interest rate hike. I think money will continue to flood into the Japanese market. Intervention, it may have a short-term effect, but there's certainly not going to be any lasting effect. So in my mind, it wouldn't be a wise move to jump in the markets right now.
And we saw some news in China's export and import dropping. Do you think this concerns the markets?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think the huge drop in the imports of 11% had really pretty much took everybody by surprise on that one. I think what that really reflects two things again is just the lack of domestic demand and also the lack of global demand. I think that's going to weigh on sentiment, and this is part of the build up why people's risk sentiment has been dropping, because as we all know, the big elephant room is China here, and as China's economy continues to stagnate, the global economy by proximity ends up stagnating also.
All right, thanks. Have a good week ahead. That was Stephen Innes, a senior Asia-Pacific forex trader at Oanda. And now Julian Ng is standing by to speak to Dodge Dorland, Chief Investment Officer at London Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at cordellcordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.